Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. All April, we're talking about explorers and contenders, women who veered outside of prescribed gender norms to accomplish feats in fields strongly associated with men. These women literally discovered new paths and/or participated in incredible athletic endeavors. I personally find this group inspiring, especially at this moment when many of us are stuck indoors. Today's explorer was a famous Swedish rally driver, pilot, travel writer, and war correspondent, known for her adventurous jet-setting lifestyle. During her short life, she became the first female rally driver in Sweden, the third Swedish female pilot, and the first woman to cross the Sahara Desert by car. Please welcome Eva Dixon. Eva Lindström was born on March 8, 1905, at Stenning Castle in Sigtuna, Sweden. Her father, Albert, was a hippologist who had made a fortune breeding racehorses, and her mother, Maria, was a well-known member of Swedish high society. Eva and her brother were raised in a highly privileged environment. Eva was educated at home by a governess until the family moved to Stockholm in 1916. Eva attended two highly prestigious schools in Stockholm, but was not a particularly great student because of her mischievousness and general disinterest. In 1925, when Eva was 20 years old, she met a wealthy landowner and rally driver, Olaf Dixon. The two married just a few months later. After the wedding, Eva and Olaf traveled around Europe by car and motorcycle. Olaf taught Eva all about rally driving, and soon the two were competing against each other in minor races. In 1927, Eva entered her first major rally event and had a very good showing. She began competing in major races quite frequently, sometimes registering under a pseudonym in order to bypass the rules for male-only events. Eva's success on the track, she almost always finished in the top of the pack, and her avant-garde lifestyle made her a favorite subject of the Swedish press. In 1930, Eva and a friend decided to drive from Paris to Rome, which at the time was quite a journey by car. Eva's husband was unhappy with her increasing desire to travel rather than settle down, and the two divorced in 1932. That same year, Eva became only the third woman in Swedish history to receive her pilot's license. Following her divorce, Eva and an old school friend set out to drive to Africa. They became the first women to cross the Sahara Desert by car, a grueling 27-day journey. The two also went on safari and hunted big game like lions and leopards. Their adventures garnered great media attention, and Eva published a series of popular travel guides starting in 1933 to capitalize on her fame. Prior to the Saharan drive, while in Kenya in 1932, Eva met Baron Bror Blixen, the former husband of Out of Africa author Karen Blixen, and the two began a relationship. Eva left Kenya to make history, but returned in 1934 to take part in a variety of scientific expeditions. She and Blixen rekindled their relationship. In 1935, Eva and Blixen traveled to Ethiopia together so that Eva could work as a war correspondent covering the Abyssinia crisis for a well-known Swedish newspaper. Not wanting to miss any opportunity for adventure, when their time in Ethiopia was up, the two completed the long trip back to Kenya on mules. In 1936, Eva and Blixen were married in New York City. They spent their honeymoon in the Caribbean, sailing around the Bahamas and Cuba with their friends Martha Gellhorn and Ernest Hemingway. Not too shabby. The following year, Eva once again took off on another of her famous car trips, this time with the goal of becoming the first person to drive the Silk Road, starting in Stockholm and ending in Beijing. This solo trip had long been one of Eva's major ambitions, and she wanted to complete it before settling down with her new husband in Kenya. Unfortunately, the trip was a bit of a disaster. Eva drove through Germany, Poland, Romania, Turkey, Syria, and Iran with relative ease before reaching Afghanistan. There, she was told to change her route and detour through India due to the dangers of being a lone female traveler. When Eva got to Calcutta, she fell seriously ill and was treated with arsenic, which only worsened her condition. While in the hospital, Eva also learned that the Second Sino-Japanese War had broken out, meaning that traveling to Beijing would be nearly impossible. Instead, after being released from the hospital, Eva decided to drive back to Europe. By that point, she'd been traveling for almost 9 months. On her trip back from India, Eva stopped in Baghdad in 1938 to see friends. One night, after dinner at a friend's home, Eva lost control of her car. She crashed, trying to get through a steep curve, and died instantly. She was just 33 years old. Though her husband was telegraphed immediately with the tragic news, he was out of contact on a safari at the time and didn't actually receive the message until he returned to Nairobi on July 28, 1938. Eva's body had already been sent back to Sweden and had been buried 3 months earlier on April 22nd in Stockholm. This episode of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by BetterHelp. We're all trying to figure out the best way to support our mental health in these uncertain times. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be available locally in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Special offer for Womanica listeners. You can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/womanica. All month, we're talking about explorers and contenders. On Sundays, we're going to feature past episodes of women leaders in the field of medicine. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter, Womanica Weekly. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children,
what do we want?
world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.